Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. This morning we talked about how creepy and wrong Elf on the Shelf is and had a cute little song go along with it.
Hey, wake up, sleepyhead! I'm over here! No, no! Over this way!
I'm the Elf on the Shelf.
We found this story about a bridezilla.
Wow.
Boy, she is.
Some poor guy's marrying this girl.
I'm with you, Tony. Every time I hear the word bridezilla, I think of bridezilla, or I think of Godzilla in a wedding dress.
I don't like that word. I don't like thinking of Godzilla in a dress. I'd like... That's kind of weird.
Right.
Big lizard in a dress.
Yeah, I don't like thinking about that either.
Down. That's weird.
Well, last week there was a screenshot of an anonymous bride and what they wrote, and it's awful.
What the bride, what she had.
Yeah, everybody's supposed to wear a different color based on their weight. I'm going to repeat that. The guest will be color-coded according to their weight.
Well, this bride's crazy.
Apparently there's going to be some dance. And so women between 100 and 160 pounds are required to wear orange suede pants, heels, and a Burberry scarf.
Jeez.
Women who are over 160 pounds are required to sport all black sweaters, pants, and heels.
Well.
Men between 100 and 200 pounds are to wear a purple fuzzy jacket, soda hat, and all white sneakers.
Boy, ain't she a little picky.
Where are you supposed to find a purple fuzzy jacket at?
Right.
Men that are 200 pounds plus wear all camouflage in black sweaters. And kids are required to wear red from head to toe as they'll be forming the shape of a heart in the dance routine.
Man, this bride is something.
And then, additionally, we will require that you wear formal attire after the dance has ended. So please bring a change of clothes. And remember, this... venue is extremely upscale, so you have to look your best, because if you look like trash, so will we.
Whoa.
You have a year and a half to get working. No excuses.
Hmm.
Man, this dude, the way I look at that, this dude's got a year and a half to get out of this marriage.
Yeah, he does. Get out.
I mean, I'm all about the special day. I get that.
But come on. Yeah, don't go this far.
Yeah, I hope if the guy doesn't have some reservations at this point, then he's lost.
I agree. But if a groomzilla, if like say there was a groomzilla, no man's gonna like sort the grooms out by your pickup truck. That's why I say the equivalent of this is groomzilla.
You've
got a lifted truck, you're over there, and you lowriders, y'all sit in the back.
Y'all can't come this year. Yeah. Also had a new story from Tony in today's Tony Tales.
Here you go.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, there was a kid named Nick who got bit by a St. Bernard and got the rabies. He never fully recovered. He barked and licked himself, and all the bullies picked on him and called him Saint Nick, the kid who sniffs butts and pees in the hallway. Saint Nick got tired of all the bullying one day and said, "Stop it. I can't help it that a Saint Bernard bit me, and now I drink out of the commode. There's more germs on the counter, you know." "Y'all's bullying has led me to want to move to the North Pole and become a great toy maker. I will employ lots of vertically challenged people to help me distribute my great toys to underprivileged children. And I will do it on Christmas Day to capitalize on the birth of Jesus Christ." And then, whammo! A bus hit St. Bernard Nick and killed him graveyard dead. The moral of the story is, don't pick on kids with rabies, and Jesus is the meaning of Christmas. The end.
Man, if bad jokes is what you're looking for,
boy, have we got them.
We're like the Sam's Club of bad jokes. Picking and grinning. I'm picking.
And I'm just grinning, y'all.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What do you call a sheep on wheels?
I give up. What?
A lamb Rogini. Lamb Rogini.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, Tony.
Why do ducks grow feathers?
Why, Tony?
To hide their butt quacks.
Tony, this kid just told me she's scared of Santa.
Scared of Santa? Why?
Well, she's claws trophobic.
You ain't gonna believe this, Jason.
Probably not.
I wanted to ask out this cross-eyed girl.
Yeah.
And she said, "I'm sorry, I'm seeing someone else."
Also, a brand new word of the day for you today.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Present forensic pathology. Present forensic pathology is the investigative science kids use to solve the unsolved mystery behind what's in the present box. Present forensic pathology.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Of course, we didn't miss out on the best country lyric that was never written.
It's going to be on the greatest hits.
This one's not.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Chestnuts toasting, pecans roasting, people eating merrily. Can sure get disgusting if someone has a peanut allergy.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. If you start hating your family over the holidays, just remember that even if they get on your nerves, you're lucky to have them, right?
That's right.
Genevieve Purinton is 88 years old. She lives in Tampa, never raised any kids, and all eight of her siblings have passed away, so she's been on her own for a while now.
Aww.
I mean, all alone.
All alone.
She did have a baby when she was 18, but gave it up for adoption, and her doctors told her the baby had died at birth.
Oh, this poor woman.
But she recently found out they were just trying to make the adoption easier on her, and it wasn't actually true. So the doctors lied to her that the baby had died.
Oh, that's awful.
Connie Maltroop, or Maltroop, is now 69 years old and lives in Vermont. Despite what the doctors told Genevieve, she survived the birth and was put up for adoption and grew up in Southern California.
Wow, far away.
Last Christmas, Connie got one of those Ancestry DNA kits as a gift.
Yeah, I see their commercials all the time.
Recently found out Genevieve was her biological mom.
She found her.
Last week, they got to meet each other for the very first time. Now, remember, Genevieve thought this baby was dead. She thought she had lost her baby.
Yeah, years.
For 69 years, this woman has believed that she has no children.
Oh, please tell me what I want you to tell me. Please tell me.
The reunion was pretty emotional, and there were a lot of tears. Genevieve went 69 years thinking her only child died at birth, but it turns out she has a daughter, a granddaughter, and two great-grandchildren. So she went from having nobody to having four people.
She got her girl back.
Isn't that cool?
Oh,
I just love that story, of reunion. And, man, and what a Christmas present.
She ain't alone
She ain't alone anymore. To Genevieve and to Connie and that whole family. Y'all are real good. All right, that's it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please share it around to all your friends and buddies, or if you hated it, send it to your enemies. A share's a share, right?
They'll hate you either way.
That's been today's In Case You Missed It.